Here is the English translation of the provided text, which is already in English. Berkshire-owned PacifiCorp pays $575 million to settle U.S. government's wildfire claims. Trump tariff reversal could cut costs for U.S. energy firms, but will likely leave broader flows unchanged. Oil prices slip slightly but set for solid weekly gain on U.S. Iran jitters. Analysis: U.S. and Iran slide towards conflict as military buildup eclipses talks. USDA defends $12 billion subsidy amid farm economy challenges. Brent rises late, settles higher, and with weekly gain on Iran-U.S. jitters. Gold rises, silver jumps after disappointing economic data, SCOTUS tariff ruling. Analysts say China less likely to buy U.S. soy after Supreme Court decision. Morning bid, oil engulfed. Trump EPA to weaken rule limiting harmful mercury, air toxins from coal plants. For Europe Inc., U.S. tariff relief comes with a sting in the tail. UBS analysts see steady execution at Walmart based on Q4 results. CoreWeave's B-plus rating leads to Blue Owl's failed $4 billion data center financing. Why the JFrog sell-off is excessive. According to Raymond James, TXNM Energy clears regulatory hurdle as FERC greenlights Blackstone merger deal. Vanda Pharmaceuticals stock surges after the FDA approves its new bipolar 1 drug. Microsoft gaming head Phil Spencer retires. Insider Asha Sharma takes over. Factbox: major cases involving Trump at the U.S. Supreme Court. UBS hikes its Corning Inc. price target on AI data center fiber optic cables demand. Toymaker assesses next steps in U.S. Supreme Court tariff refund battle. Analysis: Supreme Court checks Trump's expansive view of executive power. U.S. new home sales fall in December. Inventory declines. Michigan Consumer Sentiment Index shows slight increase, fails to meet forecast. U.S. business activity growth slows in February, S&P Global says. Services PMI dips lower, falling short of predicted growth. Manufacturing PMI dips slightly, remains in expansion territory. LPL Research, 8 reasons why the SCOTUS tariff win isn't a total victory. Mexico, Canada dodge 10% tariff bullet, but USMCA review looms large. Trump meets Vietnam leader, vows to remove Hanoi from restricted lists. Trump pivots to new 10% global tariff, new probes after Supreme Court setback. USTR expects new Section 301 probes to cover most major trading partners. From long-shot lawsuit to landmark ruling, how a family toy business took on Trump's tariffs. Trump furious after Supreme Court upends his global tariffs, imposes new 10% levy. Wall Street ends higher after Supreme Court rules against Trump tariffs. Factbox: top cases on the U.S. Supreme Court's docket. Supreme Court tariff ruling makes over $175 billion in U.S. revenue subject to refunds, Penn Wharton estimates. Bitcoin holds above 68 kala, but set for weekly loss amid rate. Geopolitical risks: IP Strategy announces share repurchase program of up to 1 million shares. KuCoin EU expands local compliance and governance team in Austria. Bitcoin rises but gains capped amid uncertainty over outlook for interest rates. Bitcoin falls, hovering under $67, after Fed minutes hint at possible rate hikes. Cresus Labs raises $13 million from Hanwha Investment and Securities. Goldman Sachs CEO David Solomon reveals he owns Bitcoin, Bloomberg. Sai launches Perps platform, combining CX speed with on-chain settlement. Abu Dhabi's Mubadala boosts Bitcoin holdings amid crypto slump. Greenlane names Jason Hitchcock CEO to lead digital asset strategy. Kathy Wood's ARK sells DraftKings stock, ramps up Figma buy. FDA approves Vanda's Bysanti for bipolar disorder, schizophrenia. Navient announces 16th quarterly dividend for shareholders. Community West Bankshares director Tom Dobbins to retire. RCI Hospitality receives NASDAQ non-compliance notice on filings.